This is an In It For The Kicks exclusive.
Now let's go right back to the beginning if we can. Just a real quick history of yourself. Maybe when you started DJing, some of the first early records that you did as Flipped Out as well would be amazing.
I started making music for a label called ARC. We used to run a night in Leeds where every time we opened the doors, we got about 2,500 people. We did that once a month, and it was so successful that we ended up thinking, right, well, we'll start a record label. And the first things that we did were the Flipped Out records and also some other stuff under the name PP Orange, which when you sort of... quite funny how music comes full circle, because we've listened back to it a few times recently and thought it's just prime for making into, you know, one of these kind of like future 90s house music sort of tracks, you know, because it's got a big piano in it and it just sounds like deep house now, you know, so that's quite funny. But the Flipped Out stuff, all of that was kind of a bit of a forerunner to the stuff that I did later, you know, because it always had that kind of trancey element, big strings, lots of emotion, vocals, all that type of stuff. That was really, you know, laying down the bed for doing that. Then I did some stuff for Warp Records as well in 93. We had a track out on that, and like that is the biggest techno label ever, as far as I'm concerned, you know. So we ticked that box, which was great. We did that under the name Circle City. We did a track called Moments of Inertia, which loads and loads of techno DJs played, which was you know, great. And then from there, I started working with Dream Frequency, who I met at a rave way back in sort of 1991. I met him at a rave and I said to him, I love the stuff that you do, you know, Take You to the Top and all those records, the absolute legend. And I just sort of cheekily said, it'd be great if they were a bit more mixable. And the guy, Ian, who I've now worked with, you know, worked with for the last 25 years, he said to me, well, why don't you come to the studio and we'll have a go at that? So we started making a few tracks together. Then I started remixing a load of stuff for him. Then we decided we were going to do something just a little bit more... In fact, you know what? There was never a decision to say, right, we're going to make a record that would be more popular. But we made a track called Kick Up the Volume in 96, which XL Records loved. And, of course, XL Records is the home of The Prodigy and... so many other artists, Subliminal Cuts, and just, you know, absolutely massive artists. And they loved the track. So then Judge Jules loved the track, and he started playing it on his Kiss show. Then from there, I picked up some gigs with Radio 1, and things just went ridiculous, you know. So the Kick Up the Volume track was really, like, even though I've been making music for 10 years, it really kicked things off in a massive way. So then I just started doing, you know, various tours around the world. Then I ended up coming to Australia about 8 times. I've been over, and I've been to New Zealand quite a few times, you know. And then from that, it gave birth to, we went to making this more sort of like, I don't know, I guess like handbaggy house type stuff, into making trance under the name Quake. And we've made all different styles of music. We totally get it, you know. And I think sometimes it's really important to be a musical comedian and just do whatever you feel is in your heart at that moment. And that's what we did. And we're, you know, there was a few trance tracks coming out, like Finery and all these kind of things. And we thought, I love all that sort of stuff. But then when there was ever any vocals in them, they were always a bit like Bjork style vocals, you know, sort of little, I don't know, you know, Norwegian style vocals that were a bit floaty. So we thought, if we marry it with a big diva vocal and do something that's on that pit with some genuine emotion, you know, then perhaps people might like it. And then we got a call. I was in a bar one day and I got a call off an unknown number, and then I answered it. I thought it was Ian from the Dream Frequency mucking about, and he was saying, hi there, Rob, it's Pete Tong here. And I said, just stop mucking about. Anyway, he said, no, mate, it's really me. I've not got my radio voice on, but I've got my A&R hat on. We want to sign The Day Will Come, which was our first release of Quake. And it was just a mind-blowing moment. You know, huge money changed hands, and off we went and released The Day Will Come. And then off the back of that, we started picking up a load of remixes. So, you know, one of the first things we did was Armin van Buuren's Communication, which was kind of his breakout single in the UK. And it went to number 11 in the national charts. an amazing moment for us, as you can imagine. Then we did York The Awakening, which ended up selling, I don't know, about 250,000 copies. And off the back of that, you know, it went on 125 compilations when the Ministry of Sound was selling 500,000 copies, you know, for one CD. Amazing time. And it just rolled on from there. We did ATB. Goodness me, we did every sort of trance artist known to man, and we were so full on with that. It was amazing. But then the sound kind of changed, and Mixmag wrote that trance was dead. And it all got a bit more progressive, and I found myself playing at gigs where I would have one weekend I would be playing with Sasha and Digweed, playing at a thing called Union in Leeds, where I was resident. And then on a Sunday I'd go to Sunday Central, and I was playing there. And I was just thinking, I've got that moment where I've come to the crossroads in my career of what do I really want to do, and I just thought, I'm going to go harder. And that's where all of the tidy stuff came from. And Sunday Central was a massive moment in my life. And, you know, and that's just rolled on and on for the last 15 years, really. In terms of the hard house thing over here, it's, you know, the beauty is it's not going away just yet. You know, for a little while, it looked a little bit shaky, but I think it's more about big events these days and getting everybody back together again. And I guess all we're really waiting for is for it to grow a younger audience over this way. For a little while, people were getting their fix of harder music by listening to EDM and listening to dubstep. But now we're beginning to grow a new audience. So that is beginning to happen, but it's just taking a little while. But the big events are amazing. The Frantic stuff, which is absolutely smashing it with Timeless and the events at Coco. And of course, the Friday Weekend has just been, and that was off the scale. That was amazing. So many good things, you know, and I think the thing I love is that the crowd, they are so friendly. They are the friendliest crowd. You know, we're really fortunate. Last year we went away on holiday. We went away to do the Ecstatic in Ibiza week. And you suddenly realise that you've got a really, really strong network, a real proper support. And you know, their passion is beyond anything. It really is. You know, I'm sure in other scenes people have that kind of passion as well. But, you know, I've seen these guys for the last 15 years of my life, you know, week in, week out. And, you know, they never tire of loving it and supporting you. It's pretty special, really. Well, yes, 2015 has been really kind to me at the moment. I've had about five number ones in the Track It Down chart, and just working as hard as I possibly can with as many of the best people that are out there, which has borne some huge fruit at the moment. I mean, I've been working with Adam M and Ben Stevens as the Freak Brothers. We had a track out on Tidy just recently called Ready to Ride, which explores my kind of like darker and harder side, which has been hugely received. Like, you know, one of the festivals last year, it got played by 8 different DJs, you know, in a row in the main room, which was something special. I've been working with Technical and Steve Hill. We've done several things this year that are looking, you know, looking pretty positive. We've got Catch coming out very shortly, a cover version of the Cosheen track, which every time I play that, it seems to absolutely rock the spot with a lot of people, which is great news. I've been working with Steve Hill and Club Filler. We've done several things, including The Key, which has had a remix by BK as well, and all the mixes on that. Punch up with that. That's been hugely received. That's been one of the biggest things I've done in the last year. And of course, I've been working with BK as well. We did a track called So Good, which has come out on Slamming. And that was another moment in the studio where absolutely mind-blowing, you know, that boy, he is so, so good at what he does. I didn't even mean to make that pun, but seriously, what an experience. We were just sat there laughing it up. We were dancing on the sofa at the point when we were making that. So loving working with him. We've just, me, him and Steve have just done a new track as well called The Pressure, which I think is equally as strong as that. And that's the thing is, you know, it's lovely to have, you know, some more bullets in the gun, you know, where you think, right, okay, we, you know, sometimes you can get that writer's block when you do a few things that go really, really well. You sort of think, crikey, what am I going to do next? But yeah, there's no shortage of that. It's it keeps on coming. So we're really, seriously, I'm loving life at the moment. I can't complain.
What have you heard about the London Hard House reunion?
I've been tracking them for the last few years, you know, from afar, and thinking, I want to do that. So it's been, it's been sort of quite a heart wrencher. Sat here thinking, oh, I'd love to be part of that. But it's such an honour. It really is to be with the other boys, you know, to be playing alongside Steve Hill and Technical and BK and also with Lucy as well, and all the other residents. I think it's going to be fantastic. I just hear great things all the time, you know. So yeah, bring it on. We're going to have a proper ball, I think.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrecky. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Howrecky.